我们请一起预备心，同心默祷。
Let us prepare our hearts and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续星期晚上在会堂的正道聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath service.
一起来唱赞美诗112首。
Let us first stand up and sing hymn 112.
我们一起来祷告，求神来带领我们晚上的聚会。
Now let us pray together to guide our service tonight.
哈利路亚，我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们一起来看路加福音。
So let us turn to Luke.
路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章二十五节到最后三十五节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to the end.
十四章二十五节，有许多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，二十六节。
26.
人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命。就不能做我的门徒。二十七节。
27.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。二十八节。
28.
你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下计算花费，能盖成不能呢？二十九节。
29.
恐怕安了地基，不能成功，看见的人都笑话他。三十节。
30.
说这个人开了工却不能完工。三十一。
31.
或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵来攻打他的吗？三十二。
32.
若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和西的条款。三十三。
33.
这样你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。三十四。
34.
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？三十五。
35.
或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都不合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应当听。在这里记载着有许多的人和耶稣同行。
Here it describes that there was a loud crowd of people that were traveling with Jesus.
那主耶稣却转过身来对跟随他的人说
And Jesus turns around to his followers and said,
说人到我这里来若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
He says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
那接着主耶稣就讲了两个相连的比喻。
And continuing, Jesus shares two parables that are related to this.
就是盖楼跟打仗这两个比喻。
One is about building a tower, and the second is about fighting a battle.
目的就是要这些跟从他的人想清楚，考虑明白。
The objective of these parables was to help those followers understand it very clearly.
才下决心来跟从他到底。
So that these followers would have the resolve to follow him until the very end.
免得跟一半中途而废，惹人笑话。
And that there would be people, of course, that would fall away in the process.
在这里我们看到主耶稣并不因为跟从他的人多就感觉到自满自得。
Here we can see that that the Lord Jesus did not feel full of himself by having a large crowd following him.
比起现在有很多基督徒陶醉于大教会信徒众多，主耶稣比较清醒一点。
Some people who believe in Jesus, they sometimes will go to churches that have larger followers.
因为主耶稣知道大多数的群众都是跟风随众，凑凑热闹而已。
Because the Lord Jesus said that in the large crowds, then there is a rather superficiality to larger crowds.
哦，就好像说有一些人是一时感情冲动而跟随耶稣。
That they are only driven to follow Jesus only because of emotions and feelings.
哦，但是却啊，从来都不明白做门徒的意义是什么。
But they had no idea of what it really meant to be a disciple.
哦，做门徒啊，要付出什么样的代价
？And what is the cost of becoming a disciple?
哦，所以主耶稣不需要这样的门徒。
The Lord Jesus does not need these type of disciples.
哦，这样的群众再怎么多也没有用。
But the more there are of these disciples, the less use there is.
就好像耶稣所说这个稗子跟麦子的比喻一样。
This is exactly like the same thing as the parable of the mustard seed and the yeast.
哦，不是稗子跟麦子哈、
wheat. Wheat. The parable of the wheat and tares.
哎，好，稗子再多哈、哦、没有用啊。
The more tares there are, the less use there is.
神要的是麦子，不是稗子哦。
What the Lord needs is that He needs more wheat, not tares.
哦，所以耶稣看重的是质，而不是量。
So the Lord Jesus looks at the quality, not the quantity.
哦，所以他宁可少收一点，也不要滥收一堆啊。
So for Jesus to have a few that are better quality is better than having many that are worthless.
哦，有一次耶稣跟他的门徒啊，在这个野地里呀、啊。
One time the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness.
哦，那有五千个群众跟随他。
And that there were 5,000 people who had followed him.
哦，耶稣啊，用五个饼两条鱼啊，让他们吃饱，还剩下十二篮子的零碎。
And he used 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed all of them, and still had much left.
哦，这些群众啊，看到耶稣所行的神迹。
All these people all saw the miracles performed by Jesus.
哦，就说啊，哎，这真是啊，那个要来到世间的先知。
And they all said that this is the prophet that we had all expected to see.
哎，所以急呀，就要拥戴耶稣做王了。
So that's why they wanted Jesus to be their king.
哦，如果耶稣答应了，哎，马上哦，进帐五千人。
And if Jesus were to accept them, he could immediately go to battle with 5,000 fighters.
马上就一间五千人的教会就成立了。
With 5,000 fighters, he could immediately set up his church.
但是主耶稣却独自退到山上去了。
But he continued to go onto the mountain by himself.
哦，又有一次啊，同样的哈，耶稣啊，让四千人吃饱。
There was another occasion when Jesus fed 4,000.
哦，这些人呐、啊。哦，跟耶稣同住了三天。
These people lived with Jesus for 3 days.
哦，依依不舍。
And they never left him.
哎，这些人呢、啊，可以算说是啊，忠诚的门徒吧。
Are they? They could be considered disciples that follow to the end.
哎，但是主耶稣啊，给他们吃饱之后啊，却打发他们回家了。
But once these people had been fed, Jesus told them to go home.
还有一次。
And there was another occasion.
哦，有一个人啊，对耶稣说啊。
There's one person who said to Jesus.
说你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
He said, regardless where you go, I will follow you.
哎，主耶稣说啊，说狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，只是人子没有枕头的地方。
He said that the foxhole has a fox and the nest there are birds, but for humans there is a pillow.
哦，人子没有休息的地方。
There is no place of rest for humans.
哎，好、哦。很多、哦、这个基督徒啊、哦、甚至、哦、在成为基督徒之前、哦、都曾经、发下豪语、哦、夸下海口、啊。
Before people have come to believe that, 夸下海口。
哦 ,promise.
People feel like they have a lot of promise to be a disciple.
死在一起。
The followers of Jesus feel like they would be willing to die for him, or die with him.
每次我们在这个这个帮助哦，这慕道朋友报名要接受洗礼的时候
，Many times when we have true seekers who have registered for baptism，
哦，很多这个慕道朋友哦，都是这样子哦，夸下海口啊。
Many of these truth seekers are very resolved and enthusiastic。
那确实也有不少的哦，这些朋友们成为了弟兄姐妹，哎，真的像他们当时跟主耶稣承诺的一样。
And for these true seekers to become brothers and sisters, it is just much like what Jesus had promised.
哦，但是也有不少的哈、哦， 没有多久就看不到人影了。
But then there are many occasions where after they become brothers and sisters, we don't see them anymore.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣啊，不是好高骛远，不是骄傲的这个政客。
So we see here that Jesus is not proud at this instant.
他不要这个凑热闹的这个群众。
He doesn't want a group of followers who are superficial.
他要的是那种少数真正愿意跟随他到底的真门徒。
But he wants the few and that are truly devoted to him.
好，所以耶稣接下来讲了这两个比喻。
So Jesus continues by saying these two parables.
盖楼跟打仗。
About the building of a tower and about fighting a battle.
其实啊，是一个比喻的两面啊。
It is actually the two different perspectives of a parable.
盖楼啊，是建设性的。
Because to build a tower is to be constructive.
那反面呢，就是打仗，那是破坏性的。
And the destructive element would be to fight a battle.
在我们的信仰里头，信仰生活里面也是这样子。
In our spiritual life, it is also like this.
没有破坏就没有建造。
Because if there is no destruction, there is no opportunity to create.
把那些旧的东西啊，通通把它破坏掉。
For all the old things you have in your life, they must be destroyed.
这个旧的宗教。
Like the old religion,
旧的生活,
the old life,
旧的价值观, 人生观,
the old value system and outlook on life,
统统把它破坏掉,
they must all be removed,
然后重新建造新的,
so that you can clear a way to construct and build anew.
那在这个过程当中,
so in this process,
还是要付出代价的,
there is a cost.
就好像这个尼希米带着犹大百姓回到耶路撒冷来修城墙。
Just like how Nehemiah had brought the people of Judah to go back to Jerusalem to build the walls again.
百姓啊，是一手建造，一手拿兵器啊，打仗的。
These people, on one hand, they were holding tools, and the other, they were holding swords for battle.
所以主耶稣提着两个比喻啊。
So Jesus brings two parables.
一个是建造，一个是破坏。
One is creative, one is constructive, one is destructive.
来提醒这些要跟随他的人必须要有的决心跟代价。
To remind of the people that are following him that they must have this resolve and to pay the cost.
首先我们来看这个盖楼。
So let us examine these.
要盖楼的人啊，必须要先坐下来算算要花多少钱呢。
First, to start with building the tower, people must sit down and calculate how much it will cost to build.
看这个他的本钱够不够啊。
They need to see if they have enough money to complete it.
能不能完工啊。
Do they have enough to complete the work?
与其啊，开了工不能完工，让人家笑话。
Because if you start to build but do not finish, you will be ridiculed.
不如啊，还是不开工的好啦。
Then in that case, it's better not to start.
有人要盖房子。
There are people who may want to build a house.
这个多加一个车库好了。
We should go add a garage.
多盖一层好了。
Let's go add another floor.
这个后院这个花园大一点好了。
Let's enlarge the backyard and garden.
那里头啊，多一套卫浴设备好了。
And let's go also improve the interior by another level.
这边加那边加，但是却不知道到底要花多少钱呢？
If you add here and there, in the end, you don't know how much it's going to cost you.
等到最后你一算，
in the end, when you calculate it all together,
哇，超出预算太多。
You will find that the amount just becomes so enormous.
那怎么办？
Then what happens? What do you do?
盖不成啦。
You can't finish the construction.
所以耶稣用这个实际上盖房子的这个比喻啊，来提醒跟随他的人。
So Jesus uses a very practical example of building a house as a parable.
要跟随主的人啊，要如此慎重的先定好计划。
That people who are going to follow Jesus must be very, very specific in their calculations and plans.
要下定决心哦。
And they also must have resolve.
不要贸然的就开始这一条天国路了。
That they must not depart from this road to the heaven, heavenly kingdom halfway through.
跟随主啊，并不是空口说一句话就办得到的。
To follow Jesus is not simply done by saying a few words in your mouth.
必须啊，一步一步踏实的去做。
It means to take one step with resolve after another.
就好像盖楼房一样啊，好，要慢慢的一砖一瓦，慢慢的砌起来，才能够成功的。
Just like building a tower, it takes one brick, some mortar, and another brick.
哦，这个马太福音的七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 says.
主耶稣提醒说啊，哦，说不是说啊，这个凡称呼主啊主啊的人都能够进神的国耶。
Jesus said that it's not that everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be able to enter the kingdom of God.
啊，唯有遵行主旨意的才能够进去呀。
Only those who follow the will of God will be able to enter.
哦，曾经啊，跟一些这个哦其他啊教会的哈、哦、这个基督徒啊哦在分享的时候
，I had an opportunity to share with other Christians of other churches.
哦，这些其他教派的基督徒啊也很热心在福音工作上。
The Christians of other denominations were also very enthusiastic about their holy work.
哦，但他们最常讲的就是啊，心里相信，口里承认，必然得救。
And what they often say is, as long as you believe,
心里相信，口里承认、哦、
and that you repent using your words, then you will be saved.
哦，那这样就得救了。
That's all it's required to be saved.
我就问他说是什么得救了。
And I ask, what do you mean by, well, what is the salvation you speak of?
哎，那到底是相信什么？
And what is it that you believe in?
哦，那是真的相信吗？
Is it true belief?
那到底又承认什么？
And what is it that you confess to?
真的有承认吗？
And do you actually confess?
很多时候啊，没那么容易，也没那么简单啊。
And many times, it's never that simple or easy to do.
哦，要一个人相信那个看不见的神。
To be able to believe in a God that you cannot see.
要人去承认自己所犯的错误。
For a person to confess the wrongs that they have done themselves.
有这么简单吗？
Is it that simple?
哦，当然不是的。
Of course, it isn't.
哦，啊，所以哦，要基督成形在心里头。
So we must have Jesus truly in our hearts.
哦，必须要哦，要付出代价。
There, we must be willing to pay the cost.
哦，那另一方面来看。
So looking from another perspective.
哎，主耶稣啊，哦，确实他付出了代价。
The cost that Jesus had paid.
哦，他要到地上来建造这个属灵的工程啊。
That Jesus descended onto this world so that he could build the marvels of the Spirit.
哦。就是救恩、哦、
Which is salvation.
哎，主耶稣从天上到地上来。
Jesus came from the heavens onto this earth.
哦，建造这个救恩，建造这个教会。
To build the salvation and this church.
就是得救的我们、啊、
It is how it saves us.
哎，哦，什么是教会？就是耶稣基督宝血所赎回来的人、啊、
What is the church? It is the use of the Lord's Jesus' blood to bring us all back into his body.
哦，所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹，每个基督徒啊，都是这个属灵工程的一部分。
So every one of us, as brothers and sisters, is a small spiritual creation of Jesus.
那耶稣要建造这一个工程。
And for Jesus to build this marvel.
哦，我们从这个以弗所书的第一章啊。
And we can see from Ephesians chapter 1.
哦，一章的四到十二节就知道了。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 12 will tell us.
哦，神是有计划的。
That God has a plan.
哦，在神的这个永世永恒当中啊，老早就安排预定好的日子。
And in this eternity, God had already designated a point in time.
拣选好的材料。
That he had picked out the right materials.
哦，所以我们是预定得救了。
So that we may be chosen to be saved.
哦，在神的永恒当中啊，我们就已经被神所拣选了。
And that in this eternity, we had already been chosen by God.
哦，所以主耶稣已经计算好了花费了。
So Jesus had already calculated the cost.
哦，才来完成这个属灵的工程，就是教会。
To complete this spiritual construction of marvel, which is our church.
哦，有一次啊，啊，主耶稣啊，跟他的门徒啊，在啊，该撒利亚的腓立比。
One time Jesus was with his disciples in Caesarea in Philippi.
主问他们说啊。
And Jesus asked them.
说你们说我是谁？
He said, "Who am I?"
彼得说啊，说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter said, "You are Jesus. You are the eternal Son of God."
主耶稣对彼得说了。
And Jesus said to Peter,
说西门巴约拿，你是有福气的。
He said, Simon Barnabas, you are blessed.
你要称为彼得。
You must become Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上面。
I would like to build my church on this stone.
很多人误会说耶稣要把教会建造在这个彼得上面的。
Many people misunderstood that they thought that Jesus said that they wanted to build the church on top of Peter.
所以彼得是第一任教皇啊。
That's why Peter was designated as the first pope.
不对啦
And that's not correct.
主耶稣并不是要把教会建造在彼得上面。
Jesus did not intend to build the church on Peter himself.
耶稣所说的磐石
The rock that Jesus described
就是指着耶稣基督本身。
Described Jesus's, Jesus himself.
也就是彼得所认识的这一位永生神的儿子。
This is the same person that Peter recognized as the eternal Son of God.
所以彼得，在彼得前书的二章五节。
So in First Peter chapter 2 verse 5,
他这么说啊。
He said,
说你们来到主的面前。
He said, you have come to the presence of God.
就好像活石一样哦。
That you are like a living stone.
被建造成为灵宫。
That you are built to a holy 灵宫 You're being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.
所以只要我们跟耶稣基督联合。
So as long as we are connected to Jesus.
我们就是灵宫里头的一个石头。
We are in this we are one of the living stones in the spiritual house.
就是啊，耶稣基督的身体的一个肢体啦。
So it makes us one member of the body of Christ.
讲到建造宫殿。
So now that we've talked about construction.
所罗门王建造圣殿的时候。
When King Solomon built the temple.
他到尼巴嫩去挑选那个上好的木材。
He had went out and sought after a very good wood material.
到俄非去采集黄金。
And he went to find gold.
到深山里头啊，去挖掘这个宝贵的石头。
He went deep into the mountains to find very precious stones.
同样，我们的主耶稣也是挑选最精美的建材来建造他的宫殿。
Similarly, Jesus has sought after the most precious and valuable materials to build his temple.
那主耶稣所要挑选的是什么样的材料？
So what are the types of materials that Jesus had selected?
不是什么人才啊。
It's not so much human talent.
也不是什么学问。
It's not knowledge.
也不是什么热心服务。
It's not about zeal.
也不是什么聪明过人。
It's not about being super smart.
而是能够顺服跟随。
It is only about being able to follow with resolve.
能够忠心到底的人。
To be able to, to be loyal all the way to the end.
再来，这个材料，是不能够有自己的主张的。
主张。
不能够有自己的想法。
And moreover, that these materials, should not have their own, way of thinking.
建造的人要把我们造成什么样子，我们就要变成什么样子啊。
Because the creator who creates, it is up to him to be able to create in whatever form he wishes.
要把我们放在哪里就要放在哪里啊。
If he puts us somewhere, then that's where we belong.
你能不能说啊，跟这个建造你的人说，我不要被雕刻成这样子。
How could you say to your creator that I would not like to be sculpted in such a way?
我不要放在那个地方。
I do not want to be placed there.
如果有自己的意识啊，就不能够成为材料了。
Because if you have your own thinking or thought, then you cannot be part of this material.
以彼得来讲。
For example, with Peter,
刚刚啊，才认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，受了称赞。
That Peter, as he was claiming that the Lord, that Jesus was the eternal Son of God, he was then praised.
被耶稣称赞了。
He was praised by Jesus.
但是马上他就提出自己的看法跟意见了。
And then Peter immediately started talking about his own thoughts and suggestions.
当耶稣啊提到将来。他在耶路撒冷要成就的事情。
Because he was describing what, as Jesus was describing what he was going to do on the way to Jerusalem.
要被交在这个祭司长文士的手里。
That he was going to be put into the hands of, in the control of these priests.
也就是说为了要完成救恩呢、啊、要受难。
That he was about to prepare himself to be prosecuted and to also suffer.
彼得哈、哦，彼得这块小石头啊，就有自己的意见了。
And at that point in time, Peter, the small stone, had his own suggestions.
彼得的意思就是石头的意思哈、哦。
And what his thinking was actually as insignificant as a small stone.
嘿，他说啊，哦，万万不可啊，这件事情啊，必不临到主你的身上。
He said.These things cannot happen to you.
哦，结果主耶稣说啊，撒旦退到我后边去，你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
And Jesus said at that point, Satan, depart from him and line behind me. You do not know the meaning of you only know the meaning of man, not the meaning of God.
哦，并且称彼得是绊我脚的。绊脚石啊，绊脚石让人跌倒的哈。
Peter at this point in time was going to be a stumbling block for Jesus.
哎，哦，彼得啊，名字是石头啊。
Peter, his name is a stone.
哦，在没有自己的意识是好材料。
If he did not have his own thinking, then he would be good material.
哦，可以做防脚石的。
Then he could be the cornerstone.
那你看啊，一有自己的想法意见呢、啊。
But as soon as he has his own thoughts,
哦，马上变成绊脚石的。
Then he becomes a stumbling block.
哦，啊，有用的变成有害的。
He had once been something useful, now he would cause harm.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们应当要谨慎小心来到主的面前。
We must be wary when we come to the presence of God.
哦，求主啊，使用我们。
We must ask God to use us.
保守我们。
To protect us.
哦，修理我们。
To fix us.
哦，能够啊，合主所用。
So that we may be useful to him.
哦，这个就是盖楼的比喻。
This is the parable of building the tower.
再来。
Next.
哦，耶稣又讲了大仗。
Jesus talked about fighting a battle.
哦，在比喻里头谈到说，这个王出去打仗，准备用一万的兵啊，去抵挡那攻打他的两万的兵。
Jesus used the example of a king who had 10,000 soldiers who was trying to fight a war with another king who had 20,000.
哎，一个打两个哦。
One to fight two.
哎，必须要精兵哦。
It means that you need to have the best soldiers.
哎，哦，那在这里我们也又再一次看到主耶稣啊是重质不重量的。
Here we see again that Jesus is emphasizing quality, not quantity.
让我们想到士师记里头的这个基甸。
Now it reminds us of the example in Judges.
哎，这个士师基甸啊，基甸啊，
基甸
啊，基甸啊，基甸啊，士师的名字叫基甸啊，基甸。
Gideon. It reminds us of the judge Gideon.
哦，他要跟这个米甸人打仗。
That he was about to fight.
他招兵买马。
He had summoned soldiers and horses.
32,000人来。
There were 32,000 people who came.
神说太多了，太多了。
God said there are too many.
害怕的可以回去。
The ones who are scared could return.
结果一回去啊，一下子去到22,000人了，剩下10,000人留下来而已。
And in the end, after this command, 22,000 people had left, leaving only 10,000 remaining.
但是神还是说太多太多了。
But God continued to say there are still too many.
哦，最后只留下300个。
In the end, there were only 300 left.
这300个啊，是机警勇敢的精兵啊。
These 300 soldiers that remained were the bravest of all.
哦 ，watchful 哈、哦。
And watchful.
哎，哦，所以啊，300个人能够打败135,000的敌人呢。
So 300 soldiers could defeat 135,000 soldiers of the enemy.
哎，这个，所以主耶稣要的是精兵哦，啊，不是啊，这个乌合之众。
So the Lord Jesus wants the best soldiers, not just any ordinary ones.
哦，那主耶稣在这里，哎，哦，他讲的这个啊这一段比喻里头啊，我们看到有三个部啊。
And so from this parable, we see that there are three sections.
哦，第一个，哦，若不爱我胜过爱其他一切的。不能做我的门徒。
First is that if anyone does not hate his father and mother, cannot be his disciple.
哦，第二个不，凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，不能做我的门徒。
That anyone who does not carry his cross cannot follow, and follow him cannot be his disciple.
第三个不。
And the third section.
若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
is that for anyone who does not give everything up for him cannot be his disciple.
所以主耶稣在这里啊，提出做门徒的三步政策。
So here, Jesus provides three qualifications for a disciple.
我们想想看，第一个步哦。
So let's first think about the first requirement.
那刚刚翻译的哈是照这个原文哈，就是我们中文和合本的小事的部分说，爱我胜过这个爱。弟兄姐这个爱我胜过爱这个爱啊原文做恨。
In the original text, which I'm reading in English, it uses the word hate for anyone who comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, he cannot be his disciple.
意思就是刚刚翻译所说的若不恨自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做耶稣基督的门徒了。那我们想想看，主耶稣的这个要求，不是太严苛了一点吗？
When we think about this verse, do we not think that it's a little strict?
太不近人情了吧？
It seems to be rather harsh with the interpersonal relationships.
世上怎么会有人恨恶自己的性命啊？
How is it possible in this world that someone would hate their own parents and family?
圣经也教导说不可以恨人啊。
Because the Bible even said that we cannot hate any person.
要孝敬父母啊。
We must respect and honor our parents.
要爱人如己啊。
We must love everyone as our own.
怎么会要恨人呢？
So how could we hate someone?
才可以做基督的门徒啊。
So that we could become Jesus' disciple.
主耶稣在马太福音的十章三十七节啊。
In Matthew chapter 10, verse 37.
那边啊，做回答了这个问题了。
It answers this question.
十章三十七节说啊，爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 37. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
换句话说，耶稣要求我们爱人的这个爱啊，要融化在爱主的爱里头的。
That if we think about it differently, what Jesus is saying is that the love that we have for our father, our parents, and for our family, it should be molten together with the love that we have for Christ.
也就是说，任何人占去的我们爱主的心就会变成我们的偶像，替代了主的地位了。
Because Jesus is saying that he is concerned about the love that we have for another person becoming an idol that would take the place of our love of God.
那我们就没有办法成为基督的门徒。
Then in that case, we would not be able to be a disciple.
所以主耶稣说，一个人不能够有两个主啊。
Because Jesus had said that a person cannot have two gods.
不是爱这个就是恨那个啊。
Because if you love one, then you would not be able to hate another.
那使徒也勉励我们。
And the apostles also encouraged us.
我们如果贪爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里头了。
Because if we love this world, then we will not be able to love our Father.
所以要做耶稣基督的门徒的第一个步啊。
So the first step for us to be a disciple.
也就是要爱主为优先呢。
Is that we must love God first.
不要让其他的任何的人事物啊，取代了我们对主的爱。
We must not let anyone or anything distract our love from God.
那第二个步啊。
The second step.
就是要背着自己的十字架了。
Is that we must carry our own cross.
换句话说是宣判死刑啊。
It is to be willing to take the punishment of death.
背十字架是准备要殉道啊。
To carry your own cross is to be willing to be punished.
这个初代的教会啊。信耶稣啊，是要拿命去换的。
Because in the early times of the church, to believe in God meant that you were in danger of losing your life.
所以有这个教会的历史学家说啊，初代的教会啊，是用圣徒的鲜血灌溉所开出的花朵。
Because the historians of the early church said that the church grew only because it was watered using the blood of the early workers.
对今天的我们来讲。
So for us today.
当然我们没有人需要说拿出生命 去换信仰。
We do not need to use our life to give up our life to exchange it for faith.
因为我们生长在这个宗教自由的国度里面。
Because we live in a country that has the freedom of religion.
所以这个背着自己的十字架。
So to carry your own cross,
就是要我们有为主受苦的心志的。
That means that we must have a heart that is willing to suffer for God.
对这个世上的一切，我们是死的心。
That we must perceive everything in this world as dead to us.
我们愿意完全的跟主行。
That we are completely willing to dwell within God.
如果我们有这种必死的心志，
If we have this resolve in our heart,
我们就能够得到这个耶稣的应许，就是永生。
We will be able to receive the promise of God, which is eternal life.
就是耶稣所说的，凡失丧生命的必得着生命的意思。失去生命的就要得着生命。
Those who lose their life are able to receive eternal life.
想失去生命怎么会得着生命？
So when you think about how is it possible that when you lose your life, you're able to receive life?
这意思就是，如果我们有必死的心志，我们才能够得着耶稣应许的永生。
It means that if we are so fervent in our faith of Jesus and are willing to give up our life for him, we will receive that eternal life.
很可惜今天很多的基督徒是耶稣基督的酒肉朋友。
It is pitiful that today the many believers of Christ are rather superficial in their belief.
酒肉朋友 farewell friends,
that there are,
好天气的朋友啦。
That these believers are farewell friends of Jesus.
耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
Jesus is our best friend.
什么在我们有困难的时候任何需要帮助的时候主耶稣从来不逃避的。
In times of stress and challenge, Jesus will never leave us.
但是今天主耶稣要我们在他家里帮忙要我们单单爱他我们确实经常找机会开溜。
And when Jesus asks us to dwell in his house, to worship him, and to do work for him, we sometimes make excuses to avoid that task.
耶稣是我们最好的朋友。
Jesus is our best friend.
那我是耶稣最好的朋友吗？
And am I Jesus' best friend?
这是第二个步。
This is the second step.
不背着自己的十字架跟随主就不能做门徒。
That if you are not willing to carry your cross for Jesus, you cannot be his disciple.
那第三个步。
The third step
就是要撇下一切的。
Is that you must be willing to put down everything.
就好像刚刚那个打仗的比喻里头打仗那个当兵的人。
Just like the parable of the soldiers who are preparing to fight.
像保罗所说的当兵的人不能够有俗物缠身。要专心当兵不能够有太多其他的事情。
Just like Paul said, that in order for you to be an effective soldier, you must be able to put down everything else and be focused.
不能够带自己喜欢的东西到军营里面。
You can't bring things of this world that you find that you are interested in to the battlefield.
甚至连一支牙刷都不可以。
Like, for example, a toothbrush couldn't even be brought with you to the battlefield.
日常生活的用品甚至穿的衣服、穿的鞋子都是军中里头发的。
Like the things that you use on a daily basis, the army would provide them to you for you to be effective in the battlefield.
到了军队里头没有什么东西是你自己的。
Because once you are in the army, there is no personal possession.
甚至连你自己也不是自己的。
And in that situation, even your own body does not belong to you anymore.
是国家的。
It belongs to the country.
所以在军这个军队里头。
So in this army,
你是团体当中的一份子。
You are just one member of this larger body.
没有自己个体的存在。
There is no idea, there's no concept of your individual.
更没有自己的东西了。
And even more so, there is no self-possession.
就是耶稣这里所说的撇下一切了。
This is what Jesus meant by putting down everything.
你说想到这边我们都会觉得很羞愧。
When we see this, we think of it as a little discouraging.
我们离开耶稣这个做门徒的三步政策实在太遥远了。
We see that it is a very high standard to follow these three steps.
我们口唱着基督精兵千金，一点也都没有当兵的样子。
When we sing hymns,
Onward Christian Soldier.
On the hymn titled Onward Christian Soldier, it feels empty when we think about these standards.
我们啊, 根本都没有为主撇下任何东西。
Because when we ask ourselves, we actually don't put down everything for God.
我说我们怎么能做基督的门徒呢?
So then how is it that we become Jesus' disciples?
耶稣在讲完了这两个比喻之后啊,
So after Jesus had finished these two parables,
最后啊,又讲了一个小比喻来做结尾啊,
He used a small parable as a conclusion.
这里谈到说盐本来是好的,
He said that salt is good,
但是盐如果失了味道啊,
but if it loses its saltiness,
怎么能够再叫它再咸呢?
How can it be made salty again?
丢在田里, 做成肥料都不合适。
If you put it into the fields as fertilizer, it's useless.
只好丢在外面被人践踏。
Then it might as well be thrown out.
那这个他们当时用的这盐是岩岩，就是石头盐。
At the time, salt was in a block form.
不是像我们现在住在这个靠海的地方是海盐。
It's not like the salt that we see where when you live close to the oceans where harvest salt from the ocean.
当时他们这个盐是在地底下挖出来含有这个盐分的这个石头。
The salt that they used was actually mined from the ground in block form.
那煮汤的时候就把这个含有盐分的石头丢到这个锅子里头煮了。
So when they were making soup, for example, they would take a stone that came out of the ground from this salt block to flavor it with salt.
试试味道，够了，就赶快把石头捞起来了，不然太咸了。Once
the salt, once the soup is salty enough, they would remove the stone.
那就这样用了几次之后，那个石头里头的盐分都溶解光了，那个石头就没有味道了。After
the stone had been used a few times, it would lose its flavor.
就只有丢掉了。And
at that point in time, it's useless and it can be thrown away.
所以耶稣讲的就是这个了。So
Jesus was using this parable.
那讲到这个盐。So
talking about this salt.
在厨房里面，可能最重要就是这个盐。In
the kitchen, it's probably most important to have salt.
但是用的最少也是它。
But to use the quantity that it's used is actually the least in the kitchen.
你看那个一盘菜做得最鲜美的时候。
For example, with a dish when it's freshly made.
吃的人只是欣赏菜，没有人欣赏盐的。
The people who eat it are enjoying the taste of the dish, not the salt.
如果吃的时候会想到盐。
When if you eat it and you think of salt,
不是太咸，不然就是忘了加盐。
Then you think of it as either it's too salty or they forgot to put salt.
换句话说，盐是一个隐藏的东西。
Said differently, salt is a hidden thing.
一旦显露出来，它功用就没有了。
As soon as it loses all of its saltiness, then the purpose is completely lost.
就好像这个盖楼的比喻，盖楼的这个材料。 还有打仗的这个阿兵哥一样。
Just like these two parables about building the tower and also the warriors that fight this battle.
这个搜救都是融合在群体里头的。That
all of these are all collected together.
顺服在主人的手里才会有用处的。That
when they are in the control of the controller, that they are purposeful, they have purpose and useful.
盐失了味，没有用处。
And when the salt stone loses its salt, it has no purpose.
在田里不行，因为它不能够自己成长，做成肥料也不行，它也不能够帮人家成长。
Because if the salt stone is put into the field, it's not like salt can grow out of the stone, and it also has no use serving as a fertilizer and manure.
只好丢到外面去了。
So it might as well just be thrown out.
盐的价值在于它的咸味。
So the value of salt is in its salty flavor.
失去了这个功用,
Once you've lost this function,
它一点价值都没有,
then there is absolutely no value.
我们做主的门徒也是一样。
For us to be disciples of God is the same thing.
如果我们中途变节了,
If all of a sudden we change,
失去了忠心, 失去了顺服,
that we lose our loyalty and our desire to follow,
跟主跟到一半, 基督徒做一半就不做了,
and that we follow Jesus only halfway,
就没有用处了,
then we are completely useless.
那不是说那个不忠心的放到一边 做次等的用途，不是这个意思哦。
You can't think of it as even if you're loyal, but you get put aside to be used later. This doesn't work that way.
哦，不忠心就没有用了。
As soon as you have no loyalty, you are useless.
哦，马太福音的25章。
In Matthew chapter 25.
哦，耶稣讲了三个仆人。
Jesus describes three servants.
哦，虽然他们的哦才能呢、啊、有三等差别。
Even though that their talents were different in three different ways,
哦，但是忠只分忠心跟不忠心两种而已。
In the end, it only differed between one who is loyal and one who is not.
哦，那个领五千的跟领两千的，都因为他们忠心得到奖赏。
The ones that had taken 5,000 or 2,000, they were loyal.
哦，但是领一千的因为不忠心被丢到外面黑暗的地方，爱哭切齿。
The one that had taken 1,000 was not loyal and was then thrown out.
哦，所以在神的面前呢，赏罚哦就只有 yes 跟 no 而已。
So in the eyes of the Lord, there is only a very binary paradigm. It's、哦、yes or no.
哎，没有那个中间的那个阶段哦。
There is no middle area.
哦，所以主耶稣啊，在这里用了一连串的比喻。都只有一个目的，一个意思。
So here in all of these parables, there is only one meaning that Jesus has.
哦，就是我们要怎么计划我们的生命为主所用。
It is that how are we to plan our lives so that we can be of use to Jesus?
哦，但是当我们呢、啊，愿意要把自己交在神的手里
，When we are willing to put our lives into the hands of God,
要跟随耶稣之前
，That before we follow Jesus,
哦，主。提醒我们要慎重，要慎重我们的立志。
That Jesus asks us to be very calculating.
哦，免得我们啊只做一半就放弃了。
So that we can be able to follow all the way through. Otherwise, we may give up halfway.
哦，突然哦增加啊让人家笑话而已啊。
Causing other people to ridicule us.
哦，就像耶稣所说的，手扶着犁往后看的。不配做他的门徒啊！
For the example that Jesus had said that for those that do not follow that follow Jesus but turn away from him, they are of no use to him.
哦，不能够进神的国。
That they will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
哦，所以愿我们说的弟兄姐妹。
So for brothers and sisters,
我们都能够立志来跟从主。
We must continue. We must follow God.
哦，是真心的。是立定志向的。
We must be very zealous for him.
不中途改变的。
And we must not change halfway through.
我们再来唱诗。
So let us sing hymn again.
399首。
399。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we will pray together.
我们祷告的时候，我们继续为我们所知道的一些身体欠安、哦、灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
As we pray, let us pray for the brothers and sisters who are physically and spiritually weak.、
哦、也为、明天、哦、安息生日的聚会，我们求神继续带领。
Let's pray for the continued guidance of our Sabbath service tomorrow.、
哦、我们也为在下个礼拜、哦、在这个南加州园林教会、哦、所举开的、全国教会会议、哦、求神带领。
And let us also pray for next week's National Church Convocation in Garden Grove Church in Southern California.
我们一起同心归下祷告。
Now let us pray together in one accord.